Welcome back. Day 6. Yesterday, you removed one trivial decision from your week. If you noticed even a small lift, that was the reserve coming back online. Today, we take that reclaimed energy and point it at two capacities that decide what is worth doing in the first place: taste and purpose. Paul puts these two together for a reason. Taste tells you what is good. Purpose tells you what is worth your good. Without taste, you do excellent work on the wrong things. Without purpose, you do tasteful work that does not matter to anyone. Together, they decide where your effort lives. Here's the book's definition of taste: knowing what is worth making and what to leave out when anything can be made. That second clause is the new part: when anything can be made. This is the world you actually live in now. A capable AI can produce 100 versions of anything in 11 seconds. The constraint used to be making it. The constraint now is choosing the right one. Taste is the capacity that does the choosing. A model can generate 1,000 drafts. A model cannot tell you which of the 1,000 is the one. That is a human read. It draws on memory, on the room, on the people the work is for, on what has been done before, and what the moment actually needs. Taste is the eye that closes the loop. Picture a designer reviewing AI-generated options. 12 directions on the screen, all technically clean, all on brief. 11 of them are wrong. The right one would not have come up in a brief because the brief did not know what it needed. The designer points at the third one and says, "That one," and the room exhales. The designer did not make the option. The designer chose it. That is the premium for taste, fully visible. Now purpose. Paul defines it as acting from a why that is bigger than the task. Purpose is what makes you finish the hard day. It is what tells you which fights to take and which ones to walk past. It is what holds you steady when the metrics are bad and the noise is loud. A machine can be pointed. A machine cannot care. Purpose is the part of you that cares enough to keep showing up when the immediate feedback says, stop. These two work together in a way you have probably felt. Without purpose, taste becomes preciousness. Pretty work in service of nothing. Without taste, purpose becomes righteousness. Earnest work that lands on no one. The two correct each other. The professional you respect most in your own field is almost certainly someone who holds both. Paul connects this to the boiling point principle. You will not develop world-class taste overnight. You will not articulate a perfect purpose by lunch. But one degree at a time, you can sharpen both. One choice today made on taste, not on safety. One sentence written for what actually matters, not for the metric. Now your practice. Two short prompts. Take 5 minutes total. First, taste. Look at the work you produced this week. One piece. Ask yourself one question. If I could have shown only one version of this to the person it was for, would it have been this one? If yes, name what made it the right one. If no, name what would have been better. Two sentences. That is the taste rep. Second, purpose. Finish this sentence in your journal. The reason any of this is worth doing is. Do not edit. Do not write the LinkedIn version. Write the real version, the one you would only say to someone who has known you a long time. One sentence. Stop. Some people stall on the purpose sentence. If you do, write the closest, honest thing and move on. The point is not the final answer. The point is to look at the question. Here is why this matters. Most people drift through a career on momentum. They do good work on whatever lands in their inbox. They never decide on purpose what is worth their best hours. Paul argues that in the AI age, drift is the most expensive habit there is, because the machine will happily fill your hours with fungible work forever. Taste and purpose are how you steer. One sentence on taste. One sentence on purpose. 5 minutes. That is today. Tomorrow, day 7, the mid-pulse check-in. Lighter day. We look back at the first 6 days and find what is sticking and what to give a second look. Two sentences. Stop there. See you tomorrow.